My name is Justin Pyburn, and I'm the Lafayette County Conservation Agent.
Now, Justin, as a conservation agent, what are you guys doing to help protect wildlife?
NBC helps protect wildlife by having seasons to hunt wildlife. We also have daily limits and possession limits. NBC collects data on harvest numbers, and each year they review the data to set season dates. If people harvested however many animals they wanted to, whenever they wanted to, there wouldn't be any animals to hunt for future generations. So part of my job is to make sure people are purchasing their permits, hunting when they're supposed to, taking the legal limits, and taking animals with legal methods. Money for permits goes to programs. It could be helping raise fish to stock in lakes, fishing clinics, or hunter education equipment, or habitat work.
And on the opposite side, how do you help protect landowners or livestock owners that might be having problems with certain animals?
Wildlife, except for white-tailed deer, elk, turkey, black bears, and mountain lions, and any endangered species, which are beyond a reasonable doubt damaging property, may be captured or killed by the landowner, but it needs to be reported to a conservation agent within 24 hours. If a white-tailed deer, black bear, mountain lion, if they're damaging the property, it's really important to contact a conservation agent first and get the instructions from them. If they're harming you, your livestock, or domestic wildlife, then you can kill them, but you have to immediately report it to a conservation agent.
Now, kind of shifting to an iconic symbol for America, the bald eagle was in danger of extinction 40 years ago. Can you give us a history on how this beautiful creature has made its comeback?
Yeah, so the federal government actually banned the use of DDT, which was a pesticide used to kill insects, in 1972, and in 1978, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service actually listed bald eagles under the Endangered Species Act. From 1981 to, I believe it was 1990, NBC worked with U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and Dickerson Park Zoo in Springfield to release about 74 young bald eagles in Missouri in hopes of establishing a breeding population. The eaglets were obtained from a captive breeding facility, I believe it was at the Mingo National Wildlife Refuge in the Osage Conservation Area. And from there, the population has just been growing so much that they've actually taken the bald eagle off the endangered species list in 2007, but it's still protected under the Migratory Bird Treaty and Bald Eagle Protection Act.
Now, I heard you go over some of the acts that are in place. What are the laws that are in place for protecting the bald eagle? Can you kind of go over some of those?
Yeah, the Bald Eagle and Protection Act was enacted in 1940, and it's been amended several times, just kind of updating it. And it prohibits anyone basically from taking bald eagles, including their parts, their nests. The act provides criminal penalties for anyone who takes, possesses, sells, or purchases, or barters, offers to sell any part of a bald eagle, dead or alive.
Now, you said criminal penalties. What are these consequences? What are the criminal penalties for doing this to the bald eagles?
The consequences can be actually pretty high, especially when you're prosecuted under federal law. The fines can range up to $100,000 or a year in jail. And if it continues to be a problem, then a second offense, the penalty increases substantially, and it can be a felony.
Do you think that bald eagles have a good future? Do you think that their population will continue to grow, or is there a chance that they could potentially become endangered again?
I believe that the population is going to keep growing, especially since they're still protected. Each year, conservation agents do surveys, and we kind of drive around and look for eagles' nests, and we report that to our resource science division, and it seems like each year, the population keeps growing and birds keep migrating into the state.